Oh, if you got a crazy verse for this, drop it. I'ma listen to it, duet it, go crazy.
Yeah, Tyrone Motif. Old boy, hit boy, this is no challenge. I need a hit. Nope, I won't call Khaled. Hit boy studio where I lay a pallet. Reduce flight mileage, snap mics, keep wallin'. I'm about a dollar, me and her on private islands. My thoughts still crowded. Prison only means the college. The pipeline had my head clouded. Bless, I made it up out it. Survive, but y'all niggas doubted. Hit boy, this is light, I beat a life challenge. Show it's a verse for IG, I'd rather blog about it. Collect a YouTube check with my bitch beside me. Who the fuck wanna rap for them niggas dying? Most rappers ain't gangster, man, these niggas lying.
Tyrone Motif.
What's goody, people? Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly. Pardon me, man. I'm clearing my throat. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling out there, man? I want to talk about PNP Rock. Two suspects arrested. One suspect still at large. That's crazy. I also want to talk about the two suspects arrested in the Blinging past the robbery. Grimy Brooklyn. Peace and love. Peace and love. Please hit that like button. I would greatly appreciate it. But PNB Rock. Shout out to PNB Rock. Rest in peace, PNB Rock. Definitely a rest in peace. That's a whole fact. See what's going on here right quick. I think one of the suspects was a 17-year-old kid or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. But we definitely gonna find out. We gonna see what's going on right now. Give me a second. Let me share my screen. I'm gonna tap on in and see what's going on. That's what we gonna do.
Was involved in the murder of rapper PNB Rock. PNB,
rest in peace.
Freddie Lee Trone is the father of a 17-year-old boy who has been arrested in the fatal shooting of the rapper. The LAPD says another suspect, 32-year-old Chantel Trone, was also arrested for accessory to murder. PNB Rock was eating at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South LA on September 12th when the suspect approached him. Detectives believe he was targeted for his jewelry. According to TMZ, Trone drove the getaway car for his son. He is considered armed and dangerous.
Wow.
Anyone who sees him is urged.
Wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me you drove the getaway car?
Call 911.
You drove the getaway car, man?
Hey there. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day LA.
Yo, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, man. They said he drove the getaway car. He said he drove the getaway car, man. His 17-year-old son. His 17-year-old son is the killer. One of the suspects. I don't know if he's the shooter. But this grown, dusty looking, oh my God. You drove the getaway car for your 17-year-old kid to commit a homicide? Is you stupid, dumb, or retarded? people. This is crazy. I don't know what the hell he was thinking about. Like, really, I don't know what he was thinking about. Really, bro? Your son? Come on, man. You deserve everything you get. Whatever type of justice you get, like, I don't even care if it come in the form of street justice, bro. You deserve every bit of that. You deserve every bit of that, bro. Because this is disgusting. This is disgusting. What type of man, bro? What type of man got his child out there doing God knows what?
11 has just learned that a minor is under arrest in connection to the murder of rapper PNB Crazy. Rock. You're looking at a photo right now of another suspect. This is Freddie Lee Trone. Police sources tell us the 17-year-old son is arrested in custody, is the son of Freddie Lee Trone, and is the suspected shooter. They're still looking for the other suspect, Freddie Lee Trone, who they say drove the getaway car. They tell us he should be considered armed and dangerous, and if you see him, call 911. PNB Rock's real name is Rakim Allen. Back on September 12th, he was shot and killed while having lunch with his girlfriend at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles on West Manchester Avenue. Police say the suspect walked into the restaurant.
Shout out to PNB Rock.
Shot Allen and removed some of his
Shout out to PNB Rock. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Shout out to the whole city of Philadelphia, you heard?
Property. They say the suspect also demanded property from Allen's girlfriend before escaping in that getaway car. We are also told the father-son duo were already in the Roscoe's parking lot when PNB Rock and his girlfriend arrived.
Wow. Wow, y'all heard that? That's crazy. They said them niggas was already in a parking lot. So I wonder, was niggas waiting for him? Like, was they sitting on him? Like, was they, like, really sitting on him? Real rap. Or was that just like, or like, was that like some kind of like, you know, maybe that was, maybe by chance, maybe they was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But what I do know, this is disgusting. This is egregious. Shout out to PNB Rock. Rest in peace, brother. Rest in peace. This is sad, man. Another black king, his last meal, man. Damn. Sad, man. We definitely got to do better out here, man. In these mean streets, in the wilderness of North America, as young black kings, we got to do better, man. We can't just keep continuously assassinating each other like this, man. We can't, man. This is disgusting, man. This is disgusting. Rest in peace. Once again, PNB Rock, man. Look, man, this is this man last meal, man. The Black King last meal, man. Damn. That's crazy, man. Two suspects arrested. One of them is a teen. I also want to talk about this Bishop, man. Bling Bling Bishop. This guy, he's actually an ex-con who say he got his life together, and he say he turned his life over to the Lord, and he became an ordained minister, and you know, he's saying what he's doing now is for the good of the community. You know, he say he out here changing lives and all that. And he just want the respect he deserve, you know, as a man of the cloth and all that. He's saying he don't see why his community don't support him, why they hate him. And I'm like, how can you not understand? You run around here, bro, with all this jewelry on, you flashing money, and you got a church in Brooklyn smack dead center of Brooklyn in the middle of poverty, the slums, man. You just so happen to be a pastor, bro. You just so happen to be a pastor. That don't mean these brothers ain't out here starving. That don't mean they ain't out here looking for a come up. Because they're definitely looking for a come up, bro. They're out here looking for a come up. That's a whole fact. And what you gonna do about it? When you out here flashing money and acting crazy, man. Wow, that's another topic. I want to get into that. Not in this video, though. I told y'all that Brooklyn pastor, man. I'm not going to lie. To be honest, I thought it was an inside job. I thought the pastor set this whole thing up. And, you know, I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest. I thought the pastor was out here scamming. I thought the pastor had insurance on the jury and he set the robbery up and then he collected the insurance money. That's what I thought ever since all this happened. Now come to find out, two people arrested. But that definitely doesn't mean the pastor is in the clear. What if the motherfuckers is in the precinct right now talking about the pastor paid us to come into that church and do what we did? That'd be crazy. Oh my God, that would be hilarious, people. Oh my God, that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Matter of fact, let me see if I could. I want to see if I could find this because they was wilding. Them boys was in that church wilding. They was in there wilding. Can I find it? Can I find it? Damn, there's so many videos on it. I just want the actual footage. Let me see. I don't care about your 3% cash back. Shut up. We want the content. We don't want no damn commercials. Get out of here. Please hit that like button if you just now tapping in, people. Please hit that like button if you just now tapping in. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for tapping in. Without you, there will be no me. Without you, people, there will be no me. Thank you. I greatly appreciate you.
Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures.
Take the pictures. Oh, that's crazy. He bugging. Grab her. Crazy. 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 Look, he said, I'm gonna make you famous. Shout out to Crime and Law, sidebar.
Glory to God. Now remove her out of here. Now move her out of here. Move her out of here.
Shout out to Law and Crime. Law and Crime. Shout out to Law and Crime. Shout out to Law and Crime. Law and Crime sidebar.
Whitehead
Shout out to Law and Crime Sidebar. Shout out to Law and Crime. He said, how can you choke somebody from behind? Boy, we clearly saw you grab that woman by her damn neck. He talking about how can you choke somebody from behind? Bling, bling, pastor. Look at him. Look at him. And them shades on his face, probably $1,000. Look at him. Clean. He clean. He clean. Fresh out the penitentiary to the pool pit. Look at him, people. He's sharp as a tat right there. Look at him. Look at that tie. Man, that tie about $300 on his neck. He out here balling. He got it. He got it. He flashing jewelry. Doing his 1-2. Doing his 1-2. You think you're going to have a church in Brooklyn amongst all these damn people living in poverty, struggling day to day, trying to make ends meet. And it's a helicopter flying over my house, people. I don't know who committed the crime, but it wasn't me. I don't know who y'all looking for, but it's not me. God bless their heart. May you get away free. This is crazy. This Brooklyn pastor thing is out of control, man. Like, we got to do better, man. We got to do better, man. We got to start holding our own brothers and sisters accountable. That's taking a leadership role within our community. And they out here doing some nonsense, man. Like, we just can't. We just can't keep allowing nonsense. All right. Now you're starting to sound like the little boy that cried wolf. I don't believe you, buddy. What are you doing? Thank y'all for coming in. I greatly appreciate it. Please hit that like button. I would greatly appreciate it. Yeah, man, it's Brooklyn pastor, man. It's disgusting, man. We got to do better. We got to do better, man. Because this is nonsense. P&B Rock killers arrested. Two of them, one still at large. And this helicopter is still flying over my damn house. I don't know who you're looking for. I don't know. I don't know who you're looking for. Oh, man. What is the world coming to? This is exactly why I'm tired of America. This is exactly why my black ass want to go and visit Africa. I definitely want to go and visit Africa, man. That's a whole fact. And I'll be there. Just look over your shoulder, honey. And I'll be there. I was trying to find this other article, man. Yeah, I was trying to find this other article about PNB Rock.
Just be a little wiser. You're going to be out here.
Do you think in the way that he may have brought the heat to himself? And when I say that, some of the interviews that he did, some like the way that he was kind of talking about, anybody can try me because niggas know what it is. Like, then,
right. Be a
Philly dude.
Shout out to Viral Hip Hop.
It seems as though to me he had prior issues out here for whatever reason. I don't know the reason. I don't know how deep and involved in the streets he was out in Philly. He seemed to be respected out here.
Right.
But I would go along the lines of him having some prior issues with whatever a person, a group of people, whatever the case may be, and that kind of going along. If you remember in one of his interviews,
shout out to Viral Hip Hop.
Prior to that happening, somebody pressing him with his kid and the people there. He had to kind of play it off cool and not get too riled up, even though shit may have gotten real at any moment. So he knew that.
Shout out to Viral Hip Hop.
So for him to be at that particular Roscoe's and four Roscoe's around in a much safer location, you would hope and wish, even though he's passed away, you don't want to say anything negative, he would have moved differently. Probably still be here.
Yeah, right.
Listen to
oh my God, this helicopter flying over, please. I'm sorry. Hurry up and get caught and take your ass to jail. Are you fucking up my daggone video? Shit. Mr. Officer, find him now. Let's get back into this, man. This is Viral Hip Hop News, and they're discussing PNB Rock, people. They're discussing PNB Rock. Let's take a listen and let's kind of get a backstory and see who PNB Rock was and how he ended up in California at Roscoe's and ultimately losing his life.
I'm one of y'all. And that's fine. You could be one of them, but you ain't got to go there to prove that.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to put yourself in the jungle to prove that unprotected. That's crazy, man. I understand it because we go places. We want to touch the hoods and shit too and hood spots and go eat and kind of see what's going on. But from where we come from, we kind of know, like, okay, this area is kind of like a prime example. We went to Nipsey's memorial.
Yep. Right.
On Crenshaw and Slauson. Yep. We knew as soon as we got out there that we was in the goddamn jungle.
Facts.
We knew that we was food. And it was to the point it was like, damn, how far is the car from this thing? Because if anything pop up, we gotta try to get back to that shit as quick as possible. We out here naked. We out here in the jungle. We understand the element. And you gotta understand the element that you're in. We ain't out there, you know, jewels, because we probably got robbed. We was out there with jewels.
We was out there in the open by ourselves. Right. Like 8 a.m. wasn't nobody out there but the people out there.
Shout out to Hip Hop News. Shout out to Hip Hop News.
Yeah.
But we knew how to move as well. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean we knew how to move and be hard and being extra and being more tough than
absolutely. You got to move smart, man.
Speak smart, you said.
Back when you're surrounded, you know how to get the fuck up out of there if you got it.
And that's key, man. You got to know your surroundings. You got to know how to move. You got to know what's going on and who's doing what around you, especially when that's not your local area. You're not from there. You're not a native from there. That's not your hood. These niggas don't know you. They don't have no love for you. There's no loyalty. There's no none of that. They see you as a bag, right? What fresh meat? Right, the wolves is out, the hyenas is out, the sharks is out, fresh meat. That's how they coming, man. That's how they coming. They not even playing. A lot of niggas get locked up talking about, hey, yo, I had to do what I had to do. You know, I got babies to feed. I used to be one of them niggas, right? But now you locked up and you ain't feeding them anyway, motherfucker. Sometime that shit be a goddamn excuse. Niggas be sitting in jail trying to save face. Motherfucker, you did what you did because you was broke with a fucking drug addiction. Let's keep it a bean. A lot of motherfuckers out here got drug habits. And they moving reckless. They out here moving reckless, doing crazy shit. They out here moving super reckless.
Rest in peace to Pammy Bach.
Rest in peace.
As time goes on, this ain't gonna be done over.
Rest in peace.
People talk about all the good niggas to go do this and that or whatnot. LA niggas come over here, people need to do this and that. I'm like, man, you don't wanna go on that book.
Right.
But you know what? You said something that made me think of something. Shout out to our man Shady. You know what I mean? Trendsetter Shady.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He said something about the situation. That
shout out to Trendsetter Shady, the whole Philadelphia.
Calling out people in Philly for showing more love to people that pass away outside of Philly.
Right.
Okay. People that actually do. Like,
right.
PNB Rock's murder wasn't covered and wasn't shown as much love.
Right.
For example, Nipsey. And most people didn't even know Nipsey. And admittedly, enough people didn't know him until, unfortunately, he passed away.
Right.
So he's just saying keep the same energy for the people that.
And that's the sad part.
And did it for the city. And some, you know, he was calling out some of the hypocrites. I appreciated that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, if you didn't know, wouldn't know PNB Rock was Philly.
Right.
He was like, his music definitely didn't sound like it.
Right. So,
yep.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like you said, condolences to the family, friends, and anybody. You know, so.
Once again, rest in peace to PNB Rock. Once again, rest in peace to PNB Rock. Thank y'all for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe if you didn't. Please hit the notification bell if you didn't, and I would greatly appreciate it, people. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, peace and love, people.
Tyrone Motif.